As the beginning of the third paragraph, Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, Kol Psulim Shachtu Shchitas Kasheres Shchita Kasher Bezayim Menashim Ba'Avanim B'Tmeim B'Afilu B'Kach Shkach B'Avanshul Yitmeim Negim B'Basar. Because then obviously it would be a problem and be Metame the Basar. So Rashi is bothered with the kasha that how could a Tame Shecht, a Maisa, he's going to touch the Sakin, he'll be Metame the Sakin, and then the Sakin will be Metame the Basar. So even if he's not touching the Basar, you're going to have a problem because he's being Metame the Basar. And he says like this. He says that either we're talking about a tamei sheretz is not metame kli, or he says betame meis v'chigern shabada krumish alkana v'shachetba, or we could be talking about tamei meis, but he used not a regular sakin made out of metal, but a krumish alkana. It's made out of something which is like wood, which is not metame, and that's what he used to shecht. But besakin lo yishu metame sasakin besakin metame sabasar. But to use a regular sakin made out of metal, that would be a problem because that would be metamel the, he'll be metamel the sakin, and the sakin will be metamel the basar. So the question is, though, how could Rashi say that he used a krumish shalkana to shecht, which is a sakin not made out of metal? So it's true that could work for regular shechita, but we're talking about the shechita of a carbon over here, the shechita of kachim. And for shechita's kachim, l'chay, you need a klisharis. It's an avay, you need a klisharis. So how could it be that even though it's kosher bizarre, but it's one of the avodas of the carbon, how can you shecht with something which is not made out of metal, the chart's not kosher to be a klisharis? So Tosis and Chulin has discussion Daf Gimel, and Tosis says that semuchach from here that you do not need a klisharis v'shchita, even though it's an avoda, but you don't need a klisharis. You need a kli, but it doesn't have to be a klisharis. You can use a krumish alkana, and there's no need to have a klisharis made out of metal. But the Tosis Shans and Saita and Daf Yidan Beis is chaylik. Tosis says that it's semuchach from the Gemara and Saita that you do need a klisharis v'shchita. Because the Gemara there says that you have to be mekadosh the kaimitz of a carbon, and the Gemara says a lashon that you put it into the klisharis and mekadosh klisharis, and the Gemara says you need two kedushas just like dam. The dam afgav the kedush de sakim and tzaver behema hoder makdosh be klisharis lachinami lo shana. So just like by the dam, even though the sakim is mekadosh be tzaver behema, still we mekadosh it again in a klisharis. Over here also we have to mekadosh it twice. So it's like the Taisa Shans, it's moved away from the Gemara there that the Sakin is Niskadish, but Tzavar Behema. There's a Kiddush of a Klisharis. Obviously, you need to have a Klisharis to be Mekadish Adam. How could Taisa say that you don't need a Klisharis for Shechita? That's the Raya of the Taisa Shans. So the Briskarav was Miyash of this Raya. He said, Pshan Taisa says that Avadi is masking the Dam as Niskadish, but Tzavar Behema, but it's not being Niskadish like the Kiddush's Kli. It's not that the Kli is touching the Dam and be Mekadish it. Rather, it's the Avodah the Shechita. The Avodah HaShechita is Mekadosh. It's the Pula of Shechita, which is Mekadosh Adam. So, buddy, you don't need a Klisharis for that. It's just the Pula. It's not Kiddush Kli, like putting it inside a Kli. And therefore, there's no need to have a Klisharis. That's what Tosis holds. Tosis Shans obviously is Chaylik, and he holds it. It's the Kli itself that is being Mekadosh. Touching the Sakin is what's Mekadosh the Dam. But Lachard's Tamua to say that. How can you say that it's the Dam touching the Sakin that's Mekadosh the Dam? Because not all the Dam touches the Sakin, only a little bit of the Dam. Bishop, when the Dam goes into a Kli, all the dam is in the kli, so it could be mekadosh it. But if it's the sakin be mekadosh it, it only touches the mitzvahs of dam, how could it be mekadosh all of the dam? So that's Sarachian in the Shita of the Taisus Shans. But I think the Pshat could be, which the Chazanish has a similar svara, that the Taisus Shans is also masking to the Biskarab, and that it's the Avodas HaShechita, which is being mekadosh the dam, not the touching of the sakin, because the Avodah doesn't touch everything. But he holds, even though it's the Avodas HaShechita, Lamaisa, you can't have a kiddush happen unless you have a klishar. So even though it's not midin negiyah, it's midin avaida, but if there's kiddusha happening, machmas is avaida, then you have to have a klishar, so else it can't be makadish. Shenkin and Taisus holds that you don't need a klishar because it's the pula, it's not the touching of the kli. So everyone holds that what's makadish adam is the avaida, not the kli. Machlokes says, when you have a kiddush happening for an avaida, does that require to have a klishar or not? Taisus holds you don't, but the Taisus Shans holds that you would need a klisharis with that, even though the kiddush is not happening through the negiah.